There's three different states of water, you've learned. Solid, liquid, gas. Reflects the three different states of human consciousness. Fixed, cold, frozen. I'm sure you know many people who are like that. Heat it up with a little love. Give it a little joy love. What happens? Starts to flow, liquefy, moves around obstacles, bubbling oxygen, joyfully along the way to rejoin the ocean, the current sea. Current sea, the sea of tranquility, of peace, of shalom, of love, of bliss. Current, now, right here, right now. So it's not the sea of green currency money that we're talking about, is it? The whole universe is full of the ocean of love and tranquility. So that's the second state. Ideally, most of us in this room are at least there. And then you heat it up with some more love, and then you get to walk on water. Then you get to literally be etheric, spirit-filled completely, maximally, code, literally communing with the divine, optimally. That's the three states of the living God that we study in science, isn't it? Reflected in human consciousness and human behavior. So this concept that we now know the power of water, and we now know the creative technology is the music, is the math. Creator's language is math, and I believe that the creator, if you read Carl Baugh's brilliant work, he's on TBN all the time, he's the curator for the Creationistic Museum in Texas, talks about all the time how in the old days in Noah's time, they lived to be about 800, 900 years of age because they were having two things that we have scarcity today that we've got to re-manifest with our creative capabilities. That is water, with structuring of that water, like Dr. Emoto shows us. Six-sided hexagonal crystal clustered water that makes our DNA come alive and literally sing as an antenna to the Creator, taking in the sound and light signals that the Creator is sending us and literally manifesting you right here, right now, as a digital bioholographic precipitation crystallization. Every single molecule in your whole body, whether it's the 80% water, which is a liquid crystal, tetrahedron is a pyramid. You're a pyramid-empowered being. And the concept beyond that is that we go into now this whole understanding of the flow of divinity through the DNA. I shared yesterday, I showed you a little yesterday about how the DNA is a Tesla coil. Amplifies the energy, the sound and light signals coming in and moving out and manifesting you as a digital bioholographic precipitation. Precipitation, raindrop. Starts from a small electron, small energy, little entity, monoatomic. All of a sudden it pulls in some moisture from the clouds and then drop of rain falls to earth. That's a precipitation. That's kind of like what's happening for you right here, right now. And your DNA is actually a coil, like an antenna, that's manifesting those sound and light signals into the sacred geometry of every molecule in your body. Yeah, what an experiment. If you and I think we're hot, we got a lot of knowledge, man, we ain't seen nothing like the Creator puts out. So it comes down to hydrosonics, hydro water, sound. The future of not just medicine, the future of human consciousness, human evolution, and everything in the universe is hydrosonics. So we've been blessed with this understanding that the third note of the original musical scale, ut re mi, miragistorum in Latin, miracles in English. What do you think the miracle tone of the universe is? You got any better ideas other than love? Love is the universal healer, is it not? Water is the universal solvent.